Thanks for listening to this Arrow FM podcast, brought to you with the support of New Zealand On Air.
You're tuned to Arrow FM, your local community access radio station. The time now is 8 o'clock, time for another hour of the great music that came out in the 1960s with the 60s and Nostalgia Show. Nothing really planned for the show tonight, although I will be starting off with a bit of a tribute to Marion Faithfull, who passed away on the 30th of January, so yesterday. So we'll play some of her songs and look at a pretty well-lived lifestyle. The Shadows opening up the show with Kon-Tiki. As I said, Marion Faithfull, or her full name, Marion Evelyn Gabriel Faithfull, passed away on the 30th of January in this year, and she was aged 78. She was born in the UK, but I might just mention some of her family background. Her father was a Major Robert Faithfull, and he was a British intelligence officer and later became a professor of Italian literature at London University. Her mother was the daughter of an Austro-Hungarian nobleman and chose to style herself as a baroness. Her mother had been born in Budapest and moved to Vienna in 1918, and the family was secretly opposed to the Nazi regime. Her father, his intelligence work for the British Army brought him into contact with the family, and therefore he met Eva and ultimately moved her to the UK. Marion Faithfull was born in 1946 and I suppose had a pretty troubled childhood and some ill health as well. But in 1964, she began her singing career, and most of her first gigs were as a folk music performer until she met up with Mick Jagger and Keith Richards and also Andrew Luke Oldham, and they recorded her first hit, which of course was written by Jagger and Richards, the song called As Tears Go By.
It is the evening of the day. watch the children play. Smiling faces I can see, but not for me. I sit and watch as tears go by.
The follow-up to As Tears Go By is a song written by Jackie DeShannon, the song called Come In to Stay With Me.
I'll send away all my false pride, and I'll forsake all of my life. Yes, I'll be as true can be. If you'll come and stay with me. Lovers of the past I'll leave behind. There'll never be another on my mind. I'll do all I can so you feel free. If you'll come and stay with me. The promises I made most faithfully, I'll keep still should you decide to leave. I'll try and see that you have all you need. If you'll come and stay with me, we'll live a life no one has ever known. But I know you're thinking that I'm hardly grown. But oh, thank God at last and finally, I can see you're gonna stay with me.
Those songs were released in 1964 and 1965. In 1966, she began a much publicised relationship with Mick Jagger and left her husband to live with him. The couple became a notorious part of the swinging London scene. And I'm not going to go into her life too much from there and on, because it would probably take the whole show. But at least you could say that she packed in a fair amount of hard living from the time that the relationship with Mick Jagger broke up. And in the 70s, she spent, I think, a couple of years living rough on the streets of Soho, and also was a squatter for a number of years as well. Of course, her descent into that caused by heroin addiction and addiction to just about everything else. Her personal life was traumatic, to say the least. I think she was married four times and had several miscarriages, and also I think four abortions as well, all brought upon by a whole myriad of affairs that she had over the years. And one of her abortions, the first one, was as a result of getting pregnant to the American singer Gene Pitney. So she had a very troubled personal life from the 70s onwards, and her addiction actually made her voice change. It became a lot deeper, and also a lot raspier as well. She then made a comeback and was very popular for a number of years, and her career was often dogged by injuries or illnesses. Injuries probably as a result of her state at the time. She was badly hit by COVID, which essentially, I think, brought to a close most of her career. And she was back living in London when she died on the 30th of January in 2025. So I think we'll play one more song, and I think this one's from 65 as well. A song called This Little Bird. Marianne Faithfull there, and this little bird from the early stages of a career that lasted a few decades. That song was actually written by an American called John D. Loudermilk, and he was a very successful songwriter, particularly in the early 1960s, a guy who wrote various sorts of music, mainly country, but also wrote several of Sue Thompson's novelty type hits in the early 1960s. Songs like James, Hold a Ladder Steady, and what was another one? Sad Movies. One about Norman, and another one as well. So Sue Thompson had quite a few hits written by James D. Loudermilk. He also had a hit with a song called The Language of Love, and also a British band took one of his songs, rearranged it, and put out Tobacco Road.
Can we They'll turn the lights way down low, and maybe we won't watch the show. I think I love you, Eleanor, love me.
The Turtles there, and Eleanor bringing the time to 21 minutes after 8 o'clock here on Arrow FM, your local community access radio station, and you're listening to the 60s and the Nostalgia Show. And next up, we're going to go back to 1960 and have a song from Sam Cooke, and then we'll jump up to 1969. But first up, Sam Cooke and the Chain Gang.
I hear something saying,
where don't you know?
That's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. That's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. All day long they're saying,
well, don't you know?
That's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. That's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. All day long they work so hard till the sun is going down, working on the highways and byways and wearing a frown. You hear them moaning their lives away, then you hear somebody say, that's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. That's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. Can't you hear them saying, I'm going home one of these days. I'm going home, see my woman whom I love so dear. But meanwhile, I've got to work right here. That's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. That's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. All day long they're saying, my work is so hard, give me water, I'm thirsty, my work is so hard, oh, oh, my work is so hard.
You're the hello and a welcome, and the answer to a prayer. You're the passage of Beethoven, like a precious stone you're rare. You're that little touch of sadness, but your overwhelming joy. You're that never-ending mystery in the mind of every boy. You're the most expensive perfume, with a scent of morning air. You're that wonder of God's creation, and I'd like the world to share. My girly, I love you. You're the hope behind a promise. You're the dream beyond a prayer. When the mind is so tormented, you're a soothing, healing hand. You're the gift of wide awakening in this tired and troubled land. You're the sunlight, you're the shadows. You're an excellent time of year. You're the smile that brings contentment. You're the hurt behind a tear. Oh, girl.
The Peddlers and Girly, and next we'll jump back to 1960 again.
On the bank of the river stood Running Bear, young Indian brave. On the other side of the river stood his lovely Indian maid. Little white dove was of her name, such a lovely sight to see. But their tribes fought with each other, so their love could never be. Running Bear, love little white dove, with a love big as the sky. Running Bear, love little white dove, with a love that couldn't die. He couldn't swim the raging river, 'cause the river was too wide. He couldn't reach little white dove waiting on the other side. In the moonlight he could see her throwing kisses across the waves. Her little heart was beating faster, waiting there for her brave. Running Bear, love little white dove, with a love big as the sky. Running Bear, love little white dove, with a love that couldn't die. Running Bear, dove in the water, little white dove did the same. And they swam out to each other, through the swirling stream they came. As their hand touched and their lips met, the raging river pulled them down. Now they'll always be together in that happy hunting ground. Running Bear, love little white dove, with a love big as the sky. Running Bear, love little white dove, with a love that couldn't die.
Johnny Preston there, and Running Bear. That was actually written by J.P. Richardson, otherwise known as the Big Bopper. And the Big Bopper, of course, tragically killed in that plane crash, along with Buddy Holly and Richie Valens. Next we've got Sandy Shaw, a song called Girl Don't Come.
You have a date for yesterday tonight. Some distant friends start jamming now. You wanna see her? You wanna see her? Oh yeah. So you wait and wait. Girl, don't come. The time rolls on.
I saw her sitting in the rain, raindrops falling on her. She didn't seem to care. She sat there and smiled at me. Then I knew,
I knew
she could make me happy.
She could make me merry.
Flowers in her hair. She simply caught my eyes.
I love the flower girl.
She seemed so sweet and kind. She crept into my mind.
Into my mind.
I knew I had to say hello.
Hello, hello.
She smiled up at me.
Hello,
then she took my hand. The sun broke through.
See the sun.
I turned around, she was gone.
Where did she go?
All I had left was one little flower in my hand. But
I knew
she had made me happy.
Happy, happy. She had made me
flowers in her hair.
Was
she reality or just a dream to me?
The Castles there, and one of their great hits, the song called The Rain, The Park, and other things. And the Castles are still touring around America right up to today. It's only three of the original members left. There's Susan and two of her brothers. The Castles, of course, the inspiration behind the TV series The Partridge Family, and people preparing that for a TV series wanted to sign up the Castles as the Partridge Family, but they wouldn't sign Mother Barbara, so the group declined, and that's why the Partridge Family was only a group made up of actors. Right, next up, we've got a song was a hit on both sides of the Atlantic. The original came out in America, put out by Marcy Blaine, and the cover version in the UK was put out by Susan Morne, and the song is called Bobby's Girl.
Now that you're not a kid anymore,
you're not a kid anymore.
I know just what to say. I answer right away. There's just one thing I've been wishing for.
You're tuned to Arrow FM, your local community access radio station, and you're listening to the 60s Nostalgia Show. Time is 21 and a half minutes to 9 o'clock. Time for the next one, which is the original version of the song Bend Me, Shape Me that was put out by the American Breed.
Everybody tells me I'm wrong to want you so badly. But there's a voice driving me on. I'd follow it gladly. So let them laugh, I don't care. 'Cause I got nothing to hide. All that I want is you by my side.
Let me shake.
If she just would. If she just would.
Manfred Mann there with Pretty Flamingo from 1966, and here's another one from that year from the Mamas and the Papas.
Yeah.
lover's heart for me.
From Sam Cooke, and next up we've got Janice Ian and Society's Child.
Thank you.
from 1967 here, Janis Ian, and a song called Society's Child, a song that created a lot of controversy when it came out because it dealt with interracial relationships. Janis Ian, one of the legendary singer-songwriters from the 1960s. Right, let's see, it's 7.5 minutes to 9 o'clock. We've got time for one more, and I think we'll go out with Spanky and our gang. One of the great hippie anthems there, Spanky and Our Gang, and Sunday Will Never Be the Same. That brought to a close another edition of the 60s and Nostalgia Show, which was first broadcast all over the wonderful Wire Appa on Arrow FM 92.7. Before I disappear off home, I'll put on some commercial-free Kiwi music, and it'll take you right through until the next scheduled program here on Arrow FM. Tomorrow, of course, the 1st of February, the first Saturday of February, which means it's Martinborough Fair time down in Martinborough. Let's just see what the weather will be like in that lovely South Wairarapa town. Right, it's going to be cloudy periods with a few showers from afternoon, westerlies in the afternoon and evening. The minimum overnight is going to be 14 degrees. The maximum tomorrow will be 26. On Sunday, minimum of 10 degrees, a maximum of 22. A few showers, a clearing to fine in the afternoon, with southerlies easing in the evening. And on Monday, a minimum of 11 degrees, a maximum of 27, mainly fine. Chance of a shower in the morning with light winds. Forecast doesn't look too bad. All I'm hoping for is for fine weather over the weekend down in Wellington, because Wellington are hosting the finals of the T20 Super Smash Series, and it's got down to in the ladies the last three, and Wellington Blaze is in there on top, is Otago Vaults, in the Northern Brave snuck in over Auckland because the game yesterday was rained out. So looking forward to lots of great cricket over the weekend, and if you're looking forward to more active pursuits, whatever you do, take care and take care during the week, and we will catch you next Friday night at 7 o'clock with the Blues Show, and at 8 o'clock with the 60s and Nostalgia Show. And if you are going down to Martinborough tomorrow for the fair, take care, and hopefully you find some treasures. You're tuned to Arrow FM, your local community access radio station that broadcasts all over the wonderful Wairarapa on Arrow FM 92.7, and elsewhere via our website, arrowfm.co.nz. And let's not forget that you can pick up programs either by going through our website to the program page, and you can look up a podcast for a program you may have missed, but you can also pick up programs either live or recorded on Wairarapa TV, which is a Freeview channel number 41. The time now is 1 minute after 9 o'clock, so it's time for some commercial-free Kiwi music.